puts cancer cells in motion. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Many cancers are treatable if they're caught early, but are much harder to treat after they've spread. In this process, cells from the original tumor wander off and establish new tumors in other parts of the body. Now, researchers have identified the gene that allows these cancer cells to travel wherever they want. Richard Pestel is director of the Lombardi Cancer Center at Georgetown University. He and his colleagues looked at immune cells that move throughout the body to fight infection.
Normally, some cells move around in the body, so we studied those normal cells to work out what was important in the cell's movement. And we found that this gene, Cyclin D1, was a key gene to have the cells moving.
Pestel says Cyclin D1 is overactive in cancer cells, a good indication it's also responsible for their mobility.
If we know the gene, then we can target that gene with new drugs. So now we know the gene, we can look at what part of the gene product actually makes the cells move. And then we can make drugs designed just to that particular part of the gene.
The finding is published in the current issue of the journal Molecular Biology of the Cell. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.